Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Our live Music Friday guest today here on Current State, Phil Denny. Phil played for us last December just before the Christmas music show he puts on in Lansing every year, and we've invited him back to hear music from his new CD, which is called Upswing. He's performing at a CD release concert tomorrow night at the Loft in Lansing. We'll hear more about the CD and the concert in just a minute, but right now some music. This is Phil Denny and Soak It Up. Phil Denny, Soak It Up, the new single from his new CD, which is called Upswing. Good to have Phil Denny back here on WKAR's Current State on a live music Friday. What's the response been to the? You want a single to generate some response, right? What's the response been so far?
The response has been great while I catch my breath. But we released "Soak It Up" to radio on June 22nd, and it's been a great ride. Thought it was a fitting song for the summertime release, the summertime vibe, the energy, and the cool thing is like the first week out at radio, we got the ad on SiriusXM Watercolor, so we got the national exposure right away.
Right.
In addition to the FM terrestrial stuff that's happening locally and regionally throughout the nation.
I've heard, who hasn't listened to SiriusXM, heard a song that they've really liked and said, I need a sheet of paper and a pen to write that down so I can go download the song,
sure,
right?
Sure.
It's a pretty good platform, I would think.
Yes, very much so.
You worked on Upswing for a couple of years, I'm told.
Yes, for the better part of 2 years, I released my debut project Crossover in 2012 and, kind of started to generate some ideas shortly after that release once I, was able to get out, perform music live, and sort of kind of fall into my own artistry. And that was really just the time frame that it took to really dive into the new material and dive into the new self that I've become as a musician, as a recording artist, because really this is all new to me. I've just been working on this pursuit for about three and a half years now, so three CDs over 3 years, and just having fun and living life and loving.
Yeah, that's very good. All original songs on the new CD?
Yes, all original songs, 10 tracks, and we actually have a bonus track, a Radio Flyer, which appeared on my holiday project, The Messenger, but we decided to put it on as a bonus track because, being that it was on the holiday project, we thought maybe it just didn't get the recognition it deserved.
How do you describe the writing process here exactly? How do songs take shape? How do they unfold? How do they come out of you here?
Sure. It's really just a collection of influences over time, experiences over time. But taking from that and writing within the moment, and really the Upswing project, I think I would categorize as an in the moment type of an album, because I really just wanted to put a little bit more of myself, a little bit more creative liberty into this process. So I spent a lot of time in my studio, creatively and crafting, quality music that I think not only represented myself, but I think that the listeners would also appreciate and recognize and relate to a Phil Denny product.
Phil Denny's our Live Music Friday guest here today. The Lansing saxophonist has just released his second CD, the follow-up to his first, called Crossover. This one's called Upswing. Just Wednesday night, you played a big show at Shane Park in Detroit. What was going on there?
I opened for Brian Culbertson, which was a big, big honor for me, because I remember getting Brian Culbertson CDs in the mail through BMG Music back when I was in high school, when I could get like 10 CDs for free if I bought one. And so recognizing his talent young and really kind of my ear gravitated towards his, more R&B funk pop sound. For the first time for he and I to connect, shake hands, and just connect musically was just a great experience. In front of 3,000 people, almost a near sold out crowd was
how exciting.
Really rewarding.
So you connected with a real influence and then you got to share the stage.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Do you get to play outside of Lansing much?
I do quite a bit. I've been afforded some really exciting opportunities. I spent 2 years in Kenya performing at Jazz Under the Stars as a headliner and a co-headliner. I was a featured performer at the 2012 Dubai International Jazz Festival.
That's right. I remember talking about that last time.
I've cruised the Caribbean on a boat. I've been all over the U.S., primarily on the West Coast, some in Central states, but looking forward to some East Coast performances, heading back to Colorado later this year. A few debut states, New York, a new performance coming up in October in San Diego, Brantford, Connecticut. So some really cool things happening.
You organize a jazz series at La Fee.
Yes.
On East Michigan in Lansing. Tell us more about those.
Yeah, I met artist owner Tiffany Klein back in 2012 and thought, wow, this is a really cool space. If you're in agreement, let's do some live music here. And she was all about it. And we're in our third season now. It's called the Gallery Suite Jazz Series. We do have a Facebook page. We're a once monthly live performance feature. We bring in artists from all over the state of Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois. We've had artists also from Canada, and I even had an artist last year from the United Kingdom who will be coming back in August, Ollie Silk, who is a featured performer on the Upswing project.
You're self-managed. Why have you decided to handle your own affairs to such a degree, and does that distract from actually making music?
You know, at times it does. Even my wife reminds me sometimes, Phil, you just got to focus on being the musician, and I'm learning to delegate. You know, I think having a business background and working in mortgage banking and sales and marketing, you know, I really take high pride in making sure, you know, the brand or the product is represented well. I do enjoy the business aspect of the music. Prior to earning a degree in business administration, I thought of doing music industry management. So it's always been a passion of mine to understand and work within the music industry.
How do you feel about the label Smooth Jazz? Are you okay with it? Does it bug you? What do you think?
You know, it doesn't bug me. I think certainly that there is a stigma. We talked about that in the City Pulse this week. But you know, really, what it is it's a label name for radio. It's a label name for you know, promoting and marketing a more contemporary sound of jazz. You know, because I think the people that appreciate it can understand it because of its label. You know, whereby like traditional jazz or swing jazz, people know what that is, mm-hmm. You know. So I think in terms of radio and in terms of selling the music, it just seemed to fit because most people categorize that style as being smooth.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning another Christmas show this year?
I am. Okay. Yes, I'm planning the fourth annual Phil Denny and Friends Christmas Collective, first Saturday in December.
Very good. Well, Phil Denny's been our Live Music Friday guest today. His new CD is Upswing. He'll be playing at a CD release concert at The Loft on East Michigan Avenue tomorrow evening at 8 p.m.
And for those that are interested, more information at PhilDenny.com.
Very good. Glad you reminded me. Phil Denny plays us out here on WKAR's Current State. Have a great weekend.